Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to continue our look at the Trump cabinet 6 months in. Today, HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, headed by Secretary Ben Carson. Trump belittled Carson during the campaign, but Carson supported him and also put out the word that he wasn't qualified to run a government agency because he had no government experience. Well, now he's head of HUD. Lorraine Woolard is the political reporter covering housing and the economy. And Lorraine, Secretary Carson also has made it very clear he thinks people should pull themselves up by their bootstraps, as his family did. He said slaves were immigrants who overcame more than today's immigrants have. Slaves, of course, not willing immigrants. So how's he doing at HUD?
Well, it was really interesting because at first, when he was named, there was a lot of alarm, you know, among the housing community. But once he started doing his sort of one-on-one meetings with people and making the rounds at HUD, people let their guard down. They thought that he was talking straight to them and he had an understanding of what the problems were. You know, for a while there was a lot of, you know, optimism. Now, Carson came in without knowing anything about our very complicated housing system, and it's taken him a while to kind of learn his way around. And to his credit, that's what he's been doing lately. We haven't heard much from him since the budget. He's out there trying to learn the budget, meeting with people on the Hill, talking to people about what Trump's budget might do to HUD and to people who need affordable housing and housing assistance.
Well, President Trump's plan for the 2018 budget calls for around a $7 billion cut from HUD, including cutting the Community Development Block Grant Program, which funnels federal money to towns for housing. Now, it's based in part on how many old houses a town has, and critics say that unfairly sends dollars to wealthy towns with beautiful old houses. But even those critics want it fixed, not cut. In June, Carson expressed support for eliminating it, then said this.
You know, there's a lot more money in the private sector than there is in the government. It doesn't mean that the government isn't still going to be a major player. We just want to make sure we get bang for the taxpayer's dollar.
Lorraine, weigh in on that. Is he really for cutting this hugely popular program?
He hasn't stated explicitly his position on that budget line item. He has stated that there are huge problems with this program, and he's right. Mm-hmm. The program has shrunk to be so small that it's almost meaningless, and yet it remains hugely popular because it's money that localities can use for almost anything that they need. And in a time of shrinking, you know, fiscal austerity, this money is really, really valuable, even though it's a small pot of money.
He has said that he would be for private money. Does he expect that private money will put homeless families in shelters or hotel rooms?
He has not, again, has not like explicitly said what he wants. And in fact, you know, this is not a new idea. There is a lot of private money currently in housing. The low-income housing tax credit, which is not necessarily a HUD program, brings private money in to build low-income housing, affordable housing. There are many, many other programs that seek to sort of boost private investment. But, you know, again, these programs are out there and they're not necessarily fully utilized. We have a pilot program now that allows, tries to incentivize big companies to come in to redevelop public housing. It hasn't been fully subscribed because the numbers don't work. You know, it's still not, there's still like problems making these sort of efforts profitable to the private money coming in.
Let's also take a look at his opinion of the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Rule, or AFFH, which was put into effect in the Obama administration. Conservatives in particular really want him to roll this back. What this does is the communities and cities that get some of these block grants from HUD are required to examine their local housing patterns for racial bias, to have plans that address bias. He hasn't said he would roll this back, but he would reinterpret it. What's the sense there?
This is going to be one of the most interesting things to watch. He has complained about this program even before he joined HUD. As you mentioned, the conservatives on the very far right, the sort of local control, local land use type conservatives are really, really angry at this program, even though it hasn't really taken off yet. It's being slowly rolled out to localities. So Carson has said he wants to reinterpret it. We don't know what that means yet. And he's also sort of stepped back a little bit on what he said earlier about fair housing. And his hands are tied to a certain degree because the Supreme Court has ruled that this sort of regulation and oversight is allowed. He's sort of moving around on this subject, and it's not clear where he's going to go on it, and it might be that he doesn't go anywhere, which will enrage conservatives.
In just the few seconds we have left, Lorraine, can you tick off some of the other things we should be watching out of HUD?
Well, look, we don't know yet what the final budget is going to look like. That will be very interesting. We'll see what happens with CDBG. But he is also talking more and more about partnering with like labor and transportation departments to do sort of build housing that creates jobs near transportation. So that was a priority. Let's see where he takes it.
Political reporter Lorraine Woolard on the tenure of Housing Secretary Ben Carson 6 months in. Lorraine, thank you.
Thanks a lot. That was fun.